I am Norman Corwin, and the name of this program is Soliloquy for Television. Soliloquy is solo, and solo is one. And one is an engrossing figure like the first man Adam risen from the clay. The cast of this program consists of one man, Brock Peters. But he insists he is not alone. He comes to you in 1 minute from now.
The Jamaica Independence Committee of the San Francisco Bay Area requests the pleasure of your company at the Gala Carnival celebrating Jamaica's 10th anniversary of independence at the Grand Ballroom San Francisco Hilton on Saturday, the 5th of August at 8 p.m. General admission is $7.50. Costume dress is optional. Don't miss the music, dancing, and West Indian and Afro-American exhibits. And hear a brief address by the special Jamaican ambassador.
KPIX makes free time available for presentation of public service announcements having to do with community events, health messages, special campaigns, fund drives, and instructional or informational messages. If your organization is nonprofit and has information of broad public interest for the Bay Area, write for Guidelines, care of KPIX-TV, 2655 Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco, 94109.
The next 20-odd minutes, and they may be very odd, I am to be your friendly neighborhood soliloquist. I will soliloquize, but in doing so, I will not be solitary in the classic sense, like Hamlet perched on a rocky crag at Elsinore, thinking aloud with bees and not-to-bees swarming in his head. No, I shall be doing my solo far from alone, seeing as how, to begin with, I'm surrounded by boom companions. The camera boom. And the sound boom, and the microphone through which my thoughts fly upward, though my bulk stays here below. Now hear this, old rifle ear. You pass on everything I say like some incorrigible gossip, feeding the tweeters and woofers of the world, stimulating all the tickle spots, for the electronic voice may be seen as well as heard. Sound prints on the tubes of time. Nervous and twitchy as an overbred dog, jumping at every sound. Resting only when the voice box rests. Resting horizontal and inert, as we all shall do, when we have said the last that we shall ever have to say for ourselves, aloud, to the resilient air. But I crave your eye as well as ear. Eye to eye. The living eye beholding the mechanical eye, beholding the living eye. Multiple. Oddly incestuous, eye to eye, and all observed by the green voyeur of the waveform monitor, waving and forming waves, and stairs, and mountain ranges, and city profiles, translating all that the glass eye sees into a ghostly abstract language of electrons, or perhaps into one of the many dialects. Into one of those instant dialects of light and form that play around us when we have the equipment to make them, and the eyes to take them in. All right now, return, please, to the private iris. Take my word that I'm through with matters optical, acoustical, electrical, and technical. Matters that to most of us are as remote as the moon. The moon? Remote? I have something for you about the moon, a clipping. Follow me. Manet, Edward, Marzipan, Matsus, Mammaries, memories, memories of mammaries, miseries, momism, Monet, Claude, money owed, moon. This is a statement by a scientist, a well-known one, Dr. Edward H. Teller, who had a big hand in the making of the hydrogen bomb. In this statement, he strongly recommends to Congress that we gain control of the moon and establish a large colony there because, and I quote, whoever creates a working colony on the moon will be able to control nearby space, unquote. And he also calls for a nuclear reactor on the moon. Well, sure enough. Anything I can do to help, Doctor? In the way of additional suggestions. For example, a rill of barracks hard by the pit of Copernicus, and mortar emplacements bracing Serenitatis. Anti-missile missiles could be stashed in a silo back of the Sea of Clouds, and a Sidewinder battery on the dark side of Pythagoras. I would propose also that we colonize by crash program. A housing project, coeducational, overlooking the Sea of Fertility. At Tranquility Base, Sir Howard Johnson's. A baseball team for Tycho Stadium. One shortstop for man. Reader's Digest on the racks and vended Coca-Cola at every last PX. And, of course, a nuclear reactor. Well, more power to you, Doc. The only trouble there, Doc, is that this way of looking at the moon is unfair to one of our minority groups. And you know how sensitive we all try to be today about fairness to minority groups. I speak of the poet minority, in behalf of whom I put on the mantle of a poet for this portion of my soliloquy. The moon, sirs, the moon. Messieurs et mesdames, is she or is she not mistress of the sky whenever the sun goes down behind misting wests for still another round? If the night has a noon, and it has one every midnight, then the moon is the pearl of that noon. Am I wrong there? Hands down, she is undisputed governess of love and lunacy, right? She eyes us like God, right? Never turning her face away, not quite trusting, perhaps. And just think of her hold on the sea, more than the tides, which are plenty. Why, she stirs fireflies in every wave and wavelet. Isn't that fair to say? Dear Madam Moon, make no more silver out of airy nothings and dull anythings. For you must abdicate your throne, you hear? Times change, old girl. Try to adjust. Remember what the doctor ordered. Did you know that today is the 445th birthday of the boomerang? Born in Australia among the Aborigines. Someone should throw it a party. Lacking that, some party should throw it. That will be me. Many happy returns! It will be back in 1 minute from now.
American Savings has often informed you about their many convenient branches in Southern and Northern California, their assets of over $3.25 billion, and their demonstrated safety since 1885. Now, we want you to see the reason for our steady, strong growth. The many employees who provide you with the efficient, friendly, and many free services that you've come to expect from American Savings. And oh yes, one of our savers.
You know, Square Cut, these new soil-free carpets make sense for a kid's room.
Yeah, Conklin Brothers is right on target, carpet head.
Ouch! So are these kids.
In 1880, Conklin Brothers had ideas about floor covering quality, value, installation. Today, 92 years later, Conklin Brothers is still at it. Sometimes you have to go a long way to beat a good old-fashioned idea.
Call Conklin Brothers on the carpet. Call them on... It's thrilled audiences all over Europe, and it will thrill you. The new 1972 National Mexican Festival and Rodeo, featuring in person Tony Aguilar, Flor Silvestri, Tonito and Pepito Aguilar, and starring the White Stallions, trained in Spanish riding schools. Also, the Loretta family, world-famous trick ropers, and the greatest array of rare breeds of horses seen in America from Germany, Portugal, Spain, and Peru. It's not just a horse show. It's a horse extravaganza, the National Mexican Festival and Rodeo. Don't miss it.
Tickets available at the Cow Palace and leading ticket agencies.
If you take away man's novels, his poems, if you take away his drawing and painting, if you forget about his theater and movies, if you take away man's music, if you take away his crafts, if you take away all his arts, you just might find man up a tree. Take time to stop, look, and listen.
Welcome back. Did you have a happy flight? Speaking of flights, do you remember the Soviet cosmonaut, German Titov, the first man to make more than one orbit of the Earth? Well, he said, and I quote, "Some people say there's a God out there, but in my travels around the Earth all day long, I looked around and I didn't see him. No God helped build our rocket. The rocket was made by our people." Unquote. I'd like to ask a question about that. Can you be reached for comment up there? I know you're not accustomed to making comment on public statements, but would you favor us with a word? If you would be willing to...
You there. Unfortunately, I missed the orbiting of cosmonaut Titov. But this should not be held against me, since the Russians made no advance public announcement of his flight. At the time, I was busy elsewhere. But it is perfectly true I had no hand in building the rocket. It was, as the Major said, made by his people. It was not the rocket I made, only the people.
This being the interior of a chapel, I have a confession to make. That was not God's voice, it was mine, pre-recorded. We all talk to ourselves, more or less, but in the domain of tape, you have the option of hearing yourself play back. As I sit here in this beam of sunlight, reflecting on the many... As I sat there in that beam of sunlight, reflecting on the many... Oh, well, couldn't have been very important. What we have here, obviously, is the night sky. Good. A little night music, please. May I be permitted to put in a good word for night? It is, after all, the commonest state in all the precincts of creation. Look at these heavens. A yawning Pacific in which the suns, the spirals, the exploding crabs and the fierce white dwarfs are incidental. Archipelagos of starshine, scattered finer than foot powder in a bottomless black boot. Hail, soul brother. Black is beautiful. This is how the world appeared to Lazarus the evening he returned. Night. Deep night. Dipped into by the dipper. Dusted by far galaxies. How many suns have flared against the patient dark and spent themselves in seething brilliance, then shriveled like burnt parchment, leaving night as always and as ever. Night. Saint of owls and prowlers, bats and fugitives. To what crimes have you been accomplice that broad day has not promoted thousandfold? touch of burglary? Crown jewel stolen? Or a loaf of bread? What of the felonies upon the rights of man accomplished in an afternoon of statute making? Do they accuse you, knight, of shielding now and then a rape or two, a little killing? What of great armies that attack at dawn, sack at noon, and leave a city smoldering by dusk? The time of night is... Did you hear anything?
Let there be light.
I thought I heard that voice again.
Let there be light.
That was me again, my voice. Portions of this program were pre-recorded in a manner of speaking. You see, I more or less control matters here. Nothing makes one feel on top of things like being able to make light of a dark situation. Hold it. Hold it. Well, nothing exceeds like excess. All right, already. I will absolutely walk off this show. Unbleach me. Ungrid me. Unslap me. Unblur me. Unbar me. Let me out of the machinery. Trapped by the machine. Why should I be different from the rest of us? The machine is useful, no doubt of that. But happy making? A quick brown fox. Now, make it the quick big bomber. Flies over the lazy green village. Not a single psalm was written on one of these, nor any of the revisions of Macbeth. Here's a machine that multiplies faster than rabbits. Each time a problem's put to it, it clicks. See how it jumps to conclusions? Somehow Euclid got along without you. Electric whisker mower. Where were you when Moses and Leonardo da Vinci and Walt Whitman needed you? I feel the need for music. Now I am Beethoven, conducting the first performance of my Fifth Symphony in Vienna. That for quick response. What a clean cutoff. Ah, those Viennese musicians. Now I am Brahms, conducting the third performance of my fourth symphony in Baden-Baden. I will be Bach in 1 minute from now.
When you need money help, come to the Consumer Finance Company. That's over 1,600 offices big, Household Finance. You'll find us throughout the U.S. and Canada. And when you establish credit at one HFC office, you have credit in every household office. So if you ever need money away from home, remember we're where you are when you need us. Household Finance.
When you get a coffee deal from Alhambra for your office, you can forget about Block Coffee and all the mess of making it. because with an Alhambra coffee brewer, you just empty a pre-measured coffee packet into a throwaway paper filter. Place the filter in the coffee brewer and add water. And in about 3 minutes, you get coffee that's as delicious as any you'd get in the finest restaurant. With a coffee brewer from Alhambra Water Company, the coffee in your office won't be blah anymore.
There'll be no Bach. My other voice said to me during the intermission, for God's sake, no more puns. What does that mean, for God's sake? By whose authority does God not like puns? Shakespeare liked them, and to many of us, he's very close to God. Would it be sacrilege to pun in the highest court? Nobody has returned with a transcript of the proceedings, but I'd be willing to take my case before a grand jury of my peers. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I submit to you that man alone among the creatures of the earth has the capacity to laugh. What about the horse laugh? Nonsense, only a whinny. What about the hee-haw of the donkey? Asinine. What about the laugh of the kookaburra? Kookaburra? It's a famous Australian bird. Well, let's hear what it sounds like. To another kookaburra, that is either a territorial claim or a mating call or even an improper suggestion. But it is not laughter. Only man laughs. And I submit that if man is made in God's image, if the spark of divine afflatus that originally passed from the tip of God's index finger to the tip of man's nose, if it carried in it all the genes of humankind, then God, too, must have a sense of humor, for we are descended from him, either from him or from the ape. So I ask you, from which are we more likely to have learned to smile? Where is that coming from? Who's laughing? And at whose expense? Did you know that laughter can be expensive? Part of the budget? Aha, I see it. A laugh maker. Model 16D. It makes canned laughter. The clack of the yuck on the cathode tube. Through this instrument, Mirth, that was dubbed last year, hath present laughter. Also reruns. The chuckle chuckle at the stated interval. The immoderate giggle by the metered foot. Small jollity. Medium jollity. And jumbo jollity. Grated, you see, like olives. It can be automatic, too. Let's try some yucky jokes on it. What has four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
What should a minister preach about, Mr. Bones?
About 15 minutes.
No, that could have gotten a little bigger laugh. Try again. When is the ship of state like snow?
When it's adrift.
What has 17 eyes and is associated with diamonds?
A baseball team with a one-eyed pitcher.
All right, all right. Now here's a test for the machine. There was once in Life magazine a photograph of a group of clean-cut boys of college age standing on a bridge watching police drag a swamp for three missing civil rights workers and laughing fit to be tied. What made them laugh was a comment by one of them who said, "We throw two or three niggers in that swamp every year just to feed the fishes." What do you have to say to that? Get rid of this machine. As you can see, laughter is not always a laughing matter. Hey, you! That's my pre-recorded voice talking to me again. Yes,
How can you call this a soliloquy? It's full of dialogues.
I've had enough from you. Everybody's a critic. It takes God to make even a fifth-rate actor. But any ass of a managing editor can make a critic. I'll show you.
What are you going to do?
Challenge you. Get the message? Foiled again. Never cross a soliloquist at the end of a day's work. I'll let the floor manager bury him. Hey. Here's a device to lull an energetic soul whose energy's been dissipated in the dust. This sign sells memory to wayfarers who might forget. Brighten a tomb to match a roadside stand. Here's how to prop up ego long after the stride has faltered. Not by imported marbles, high arch pantheons, but by the automatic sign, electric and alert. Lights to bring out the moth in each of us. On Judgment Day, when the great trumpet plays the final lick, and the dead all arise, heels full of helium, the common folk will get there first. No locks to fuss with and no granite slabs to lift. No grills to squeeze through and no temple doors. No stooping long enough to read one's epitaph in bronze and gold. The simple dead who simply lived and simply died will simply rise, clutching a little loam in one hand as a passport. For angels at the border will demand to see a pinch of good brown earth before they let you in. Marble won't do, nor precious metals. No, none of that. Such baubles will suspicion you of playing dead. For 23-odd minutes, I've been playing live, whereas you know and I know that I'm in a cathode tube. On tape. Reversible, repeatable, erasable. From your friendly neighborhood soliloquist. Just a few passing thoughts and fancies, tube to tube. Bye.